science.
Yep, that's right. It's Research Filter Time, where we chat to an expert on the latest science news. And tonight we're joined by a special guest. Brian Cox is a professor of particle physics and a science communicator. You might also know him from the ABC's live astronomy series Stargazing. He'll be in Australia in June as part of the world tour, but he joins me now. Welcome.
Great to be here.
So first item, a group of physicists have come up with a new idea to look at ancient rocks on Earth in order to better understand dark matter. So Brian, what's the thinking behind this approach?
It's a long shot, but I should say what dark matter is. The answer is I can't tell you what it is because we haven't. But what we know is that there's something else out there that interacts gravitationally with the stuff we can see. So the way that galaxies rotate and indeed the way that the whole universe evolves tells us that there's something else out there. Now, the best theory we have for that, the best guess, if you like, is that it's some kind of subatomic particle which interacts very weakly indeed with normal matter, with the matter out of which we are made, but is around in very large quantities, about five times as much of it actually as the matter that we can see, the luminous matter, if you like, in the universe. So the question is, if you've got particles that are very massive and they'd be floating or drifting through the room that we're sitting in now, they're everywhere, permeating the universe, but they interact extremely weakly with the matter out of which we're made, how would you detect them? So one of the ways is we have very large underground detectors, and what we're essentially doing is looking for the very rare occasions in which those particles would bounce into other particles and interact with them. Now, we haven't seen any signal, confirmed signal yet, so we have a conundrum. We have good evidence, very good evidence in multiple sources that these things must be there, and yet we've been unable to detect them directly. What you're thinking is, well, perhaps these things would interact occasionally with matter. So if you have a rock or something that's some crystalline form that's been around for many hundreds of millions of years, then this stuff is presumably going through it. And occasionally it will bump into this crystal structure and it will modify it in some way. So essentially, it's like a long exposure photograph, I suppose you could describe it as. So the idea is to look at these crystals and try to see if the telltale signs of the very rare interactions of dark matter particles have been frozen, have been photographed almost by this material, such that we could sort of untangle those tracks and see them.
So will you be exploring dark matter on your world tour?
I mention it very briefly. I'm more concerned with cosmology as a whole, of which dark matter is a part. Also, black holes. So they're fascinating for many reasons. I think one is that they fire the imagination. They're such exotic objects, but also they represent the edge of our knowledge. So a great deal of the absolutely fundamental questions in theoretical physics come together in the study of black holes. And what I managed to do was if you've seen the film Interstellar, there's the black hole in Interstellar, so its central character, if you like, called Gargantua. That black hole was not an artist's impression. It was simulated using Einstein's equations, Einstein's theory of general relativity. And the code itself, the computer code that generated that, was co-written by Kip Thorne, who got the Nobel Prize last year for the discovery of gravitational waves. So he's one of the greatest living relativity theorists. So I managed to borrow that computer code and borrow the whole special effects department that did that stuff for Interstellar to generate a black hole for my live shows. So that's a central character. So we ask questions such as what happens when you fall in, what it look like, why is space and time, how does it behave, space and time behave in the vicinity of a black hole and so on.
Speaking of black holes, let's pivot a bit from dark matter to black holes. There's a theory that every black hole contains another universe. Can you explain this theory to us a little more?
Yeah, Einstein's theory of general relativity is perfectly capable of describing most of a black hole. So there's the so-called event horizon, which is this evocative name around a black hole, which is the region around the black hole. If you go inside it, you can't escape. So the one-way door, if you want. Einstein's equations are perfectly capable of describing that and the interior of the black hole to a point. If you get down to the center of the black hole, if you like, the singularity, and what happens there, then Einstein's equations break down. So what we can do is we can make models about the interior of black holes using what we know. And it's true that particularly for spinning black holes, so-called Kerr black holes, there are models where you can essentially access different regions of space-time by going into the event horizon close to the singularity, but you can sort of dodge it. And those are models. It's, I had a long conversation actually whilst building the live show with two of the world experts on black holes at Imperial College in London. They said to me that the current thinking is that we think that quantum effects, so essentially quantum theory of gravity, would close off this effect. We think, it's a guess. But so whilst Einstein's equations give you these geometries where you could go and access different regions of space-time inside black holes, it's probably likely that the singularity at the center of a black hole is the local end of time for anyone that goes into the black hole. So if you cross the event horizon, your time is finite in there. You can't dodge around and stay there and move into different regions. But that's a guess. That's a guess based on a partial understanding of a theory that we don't yet have, which is called a quantum theory of gravity.
It's been such a pleasure to have you on the show, Brian. Thanks for coming on.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Brian Cox is a professor of particle physics and a science communicator, and he'll be coming to Australia as part of Brian Cox's Universal World Tour 2019. Tickets are on sale now.